They anticipate a five-day journey. Che writes a letter to his mother informing her of his actions. Hilda is to mail it if he should die in battle.
In essence, saying his last goodbyes to Hilda and his young daughter, that if he survived, he would see them again. But, you know, the revolution called.
2 a.m. on the morning of November 25th, 1955. 82 men board the Grandma.
With our lights extinguished, we left the port of Tuxpan amid an infernal mess of men and all sorts of material. Fidel's words began to take on reality. In 1956, we shall be free or we shall be martyrs.
His cause was revolution in Latin America. The next objective was Cuba, to liberate Cuba. And he has ceased to call himself Ernesto Guevara. He had become Che.
...27-year-old Che Guevara has joined Fidel Castro and 80 others on an armed expedition to overthrow Cuban President Fulgencio Batista. On November 25, 1955, the small army boards an old boat named the Grandma and heads for Havana. 90 miles off the Florida coast, the island of Cuba is enjoying benefits from its booming tourist industry.
Havana was the whorehouse of the Caribbean. It was a place where Americans went on dirty weekends. There were live sex shows, showgirls. It was full of prostitutes, drugs.
It was a kind of a carnival atmosphere to which a lot of American tourists flocked. And there were some very positive aspects of it, but there was another Cuba, and the other Cuba was a Cuba that was basically run militarily by a dictatorship.
Although the Eisenhower administration supports Batista, most Cubans consider him a ruthless dictator.
Fulgencio Batista was as much of a thug as ever governed a Latin American country. He was somebody who was considered beholden to U.S. economic interests, to the interests of the U.S. mafia in Cuba.
The seven-day passage aboard the Grandma has been turbulent.
The entire boat took on an aspect both ridiculous and tragic. Men with anguished faces, holding their stomachs, some with their heads in buckets, others lying in the strangest positions, immobile, their clothing soiled with vomit.
It was an unmitigated disaster. They lost their bearings, they lost a man overboard, later saved him. When they eventually reached the coast of Cuba, they landed in the wrong place.
They arrive in Cuba 2 days late and in broad daylight. As the old boat approaches Las Coloradas Beach, they hit a sandbar.
Foundered and had to stumble ashore into a marsh.
Before the troops have a chance to regroup, Batista's Air Force attacks and sends Che and the rest of Fidel Castro's men fleeing. They're able to evade enemy forces for the next 3 days. But on December 5th, their luck runs out.
In a matter of seconds, a hurricane of bullets. This only added to the Dantesque and grotesque scenes around us. Stout guerrillero trying to hide behind a single stalk of sugarcane. And another, without really knowing why, crying out for silence in the midst of a tremendous uproar.
More than two-thirds were massacred immediately. Che was wounded in the neck. He had to make a split-second choice between taking with him his rifle and ammunition or the first aid kit. He left the first aid kit and took the ammunition.